Hey, what up with y'all, man? So welcome back to another episode of the Peer to Peer Podcast. I'm your host, one and only, Agent Zero. Today, I'm joined with
Legend
of... Too much.
Are you trying to out-energy me?
Be fine.
All right, trust me, I can beat you on that game.
You cannot.
I'm just chilling, though, because I listen to music, uploading videos and shit last few hours. You know, I'm just chilling right now.
Happy Breast Podcast Day.
Don't make me out-energy you, bro.
It's Podcast Day.
Don't ruin my intro, because you're about to distract me. What's good with y'all listening from Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play? Hey, if y'all on Apple Podcasts, though, drop a 5-star. We're trying to get to 2,000 5-stars, man. So even if you kind of like this podcast, just do a 5 anyway. Fuck it. You know what I mean? It's not going to hurt. Yeah. Even if you're like, I don't mind the podcast.
It's just a mess. I wouldn't recommend it. See, just do this with a 5-star.
Hey, since you shouted out the one person that recommended us under the Dumb 2K's tweet, mm-hmm. for the last like 4 days, bro, people been recommending us.
I've seen it, yeah. Like today, like three other people, before I even came up here, was like, oh, yo, you should listen to this podcast. Yeah. Yeah. Big facts.
So everyone's getting the word out, man. That's dope.
Man, we got to call them something, though.
Who?
People who recommend us.
Missionaries.
Shout out to the missionaries out there. You know what I'm saying? I see, actually, we on the same mission.
Mm.
Trying to get that thing to a million. You know what I'm saying?
You know what a missionary is, right, though? Yeah.
Yeah, I know the mission.
Okay, all right. I felt like you just kind of went in without Condi. He was too accepting. I'm not used to you just accepting some shit I say. Usually, you find a way to criticize it a little bit, but then you might accept it a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, if I told you
that
2K18 was the worst 2K of all time, you go, I don't know. 2K20 is kind of bad before agreeing with me that 18 is the worst.
Nah, 18 was.
I'm glad we agree on that. I'm glad we agree on that.
I don't know if it's the worst, though. But we want to talk about how I told you 2K, was it 16 was one of the best?
No, we was on the same page.
Oh, yeah, we were on the same page.
Everybody else is lying. Yeah, now they've switched sides, but we was on the same page. We knew 16 page. Was great. Hey, today this podcast is sponsored by Eliminator.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not.
I don't know.
Put that shit off to the side.
My fault.
Yeah, ain't nobody getting a screen time on here.
That's a fact.
Matter of fact, take these Air Force Ones off here.
Let's take this Rode podcast.
Yeah, let's take all that. I have to get some black tape. Put that shit right on top of that Rode.
We got too much. Oh, someone told me this is crooked on the last pod. Are you guys okay now?
They'll be all right. They'll be all right. Trust me, they'll be all right.
Like, hey, the top comment was how crooked the dollar in the back was. And I was like,
well, what's the degrees now? How crooked that is now? Tell us what the degrees is on that right there. Just tell him what that degree look like.
Hey, man, the people, I'm going to do this because I don't think you're ever going to pull the trigger. So I'm going to be the catalyst, man. I'm going to help you get through it. The fact that you don't have a reaction channel, man, is a shame, you know, to everybody out there.
It is. Because
people will see you on my videos reacting to shit, and the top comments will be like, Campbell, we need to see Lo react to more things. Think about that. They just want to see you watch other things.
I'm going to steal your camera and just start recording too.
And I wouldn't be mad as long as you brought her back up.
I'm going to start stealing your camera.
Yeah, so I need everybody listening to this podcast to find a way to convince Lo, we're on whatever platform, to start a reaction channel. Because it makes no sense that you don't have that yet.
I'm going to name the channel The Dungeon. You downstairs in my dungeon, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Lo's Dungeon. Big facts. And I'm be in the crevices. Uh-huh. The darkest corner downstairs I could find.
But like the only light people could see is the monitor shining on your face.
That's even worse. Terrible lighting. Horrific lighting.
Yeah, but that's the appeal of it, though. See what I'm saying? Like everybody, when they go on the Lowe's Dungeon video, they know they got to spam the brightness on the monitor so that they can see.
They're gonna have to put their brightness on 100 and get a flashlight to put on the monitor so they can see me, bro.
Yeah, wouldn't that be some shit? Like if you had to pull out a flashlight just to see the... Oh, man, you're coming up with some creative ideas for yourself.
Exactly.
Wow, okay, we're getting somewhere. But yeah, guys, can you convince Lo to do it? Because it doesn't make sense that he hasn't done it.
And I need y'all to convince me, bro. I need y'all to give me y'all energy like a spirit bomb on Dragon Ball Z. I need y'all to just like, I'm just on my hands up right now. I need y'all to rise my subscribers. I'll just go make a second channel and just like prep it a little bit. See what y'all do. That's all I'll do.
What is wrong with you, man?
I'll make a second channel. Kind of just prep it to see how many subscribers I can get on there before I upload a video.
No, you should do that. That's the best way to do it.
And I'll just bam. Upload it. Bam.
Bam.
Boop. Y'all just got to give me y'all energy, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, word.
Y'all got to feed me. Speaking of getting energy, you see what Atlanta looking like right now? We under fire right now, bro. Nothing but flames.
It's lit. It's lit outside right now.
Big facts. It's actually for real lit, actually. Just straight up for real, bro. They lifted the lockdown.
Mm.
People going crazy out there in Atlanta.
And I don't know why people are like, oh, we're good to go outside. Yeah, it's lifted. I'm like, no, we're not. We're still not.
No.
Like, yo, do I have to explain to you why it's not a good idea right now?
I don't know because on the west side, they were going crazy the other night.
Oh, word.
They were going straight
fucking
crazy, man. Bananas, bonkers.
Yeah, I kind of get where they're coming from. I understand it now. Previously, I didn't understand it. I thought they were retarded. Now, I just think they're kind of retarded, but I understand it, though, at least.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Just a smidgen.
Just a smidgen. Just a tiny itty bitty.
No, I just think people don't like the idea of like having the opportunity or the option taken away from them. I think that's all it is. Because if it's not, I mean, realistically speaking, it's not really that big of a deal. Like all of it, because they weren't doing that before, but now all of a sudden they have the opportunity. And so now people just going crazy. Popping fireworks, doing donuts in the mall parking lot.
They're doing that.
You didn't see that?
Nah, where is that?
Go on my Twitter. Pop it up.
Is it DMs again?
No. Just go on. It's the last thing I actually tweeted. So you can just go on my page real quick.
He's trying to promo your Twitter. Yeah. Guys, this is the Twitter where you can convince Legend of to make his new account, man. His new YouTube account. Okay.
You can see that right there?
God damn. They game, man, is it Fast and Furious or what the hell is wrong with these guys? Is fucking Dom here, man? Where's Vin Diesel?
Yo.
If I put up with my whip, I wouldn't be the... People don't want me at car shows.
That's dangerous. You wouldn't even want to go there. It's literally popping fireworks.
In public, just in front of other people. And they don't give a fuck.
And doing donuts. They do not care at all.
They take simple shit like donuts so seriously here. Like, even if it's the emptiest parking lot imaginable, like, it could be an abandoned parking lot. It's going to be no harm to nobody. And they will arrest you over a donut. It makes no sense. But I did not know that all that was going on.
Yeah, and so, you know, people going crazy. They trying to get out and about.
Of course.
Waleed in the chat, he was like, oh, yeah, I'll join them. So we got...
That's great. That's great.
We might have a smidgen retard in our house. So.
That's good. That's good. It'll help ground us. You know what I mean? Yeah.
People crazy, but I get it, though.
Do you?
I get what they're trying.
Oh, this is part two. Where's part one?
Right there, right
underneath it, right? Yeah. God damn, there's two clips.
Look at people running.
Okay, well, let's mute the music real quick. Oh, that's a banger song, little baby. God damn, yeah.
You just see people running, though.
So, how come the ops don't shut this down?
They are shutting it down right now.
Man, they had to come with so many squad cars.
They would have to. They would have to come with an abundance of people. But, yeah, I mean, I'm getting kind of... I'm actually kind of frightened. I'm actually happy that I didn't stay on the south side of town.
Is that where this is at?
It's on the west side of town, but it's close enough to the south side to where I'm happy I didn't stay over there.
Where?
Yeah, because I ain't going to hold you. I already know people down there robbing. You know what I'm saying?
Are the basketball nets back up now?
I don't know. I ain't been on the south side of town in a second. Since, you know, we're supposed to be locked down. You know, we're not supposed to be able to...
You did, though, for your birthday.
Yeah, but even then it was at night, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, I don't just go around now.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, you never did.
Yeah, I did.
When?
Stop.
You went outside?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You never went outside.
Oh, my God.
You never went outside.
Since we're on lockdown, I know I'm not supposed to, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like I'm not going to go.
Hey.
Right?
Sure.
Oh, okay, all right, cool. I just want to make sure we're on the same page, that's all.
I haven't been going out.
You haven't gone out? You ain't been outside?
Not outside.
You've been in the house the whole time?
For sure.
Okay. All right, cool.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just saying, because I've been missing you, so you know what I'm saying?
I've been here.
Nah, I've been missing you. Come on. I've been missing you. Come on.
Why are you being weird?
Yo, I'm happy though that everybody getting blown off a couple steams, you know what I'm saying? Blowing some steam off, you know what I'm saying?
That's not new, though. That car show stuff is not new. Well, you was there when we were doing the AMP videos. We drove by.
No, people. That's a whole nother level.
It is, but no, I mean, I hope they know what they're doing. Well, they don't. I don't know why I said that optimistically.
They don't.
Imagine how optimistic. Let's look at this optimistic. What's something optimistic you could say about the situation?
They blowing some steam off.
Mm,
having a good time.
Okay.
Exercising, they were running. You know what I'm saying?
Is the gyms back open?
I don't know. That'd be crazy if they are. Because yeah. That'd be the last place. That and a bowling alley would be the last place. Even though our governor told us that shit does one of the two biggest places that he wanted to open up.
He's like, first thing we're going to open up is a bowling alley. You got to make sure everybody has an equal opportunity to bowl.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I when you're locked at home for a month, you can't help but want to bowl.
Yep. I know y'all been fiending, getting out there on the alleys, you know what I'm saying? Throwing some strikes, you know what I'm saying?
And a couple spares from time to time.
And you been putting your feet in some used shoes, you know what I'm saying?
Some used shoes and used bowling balls, man.
Used bowling balls. You know how people, you know, just stick their fingers into bowling balls, you know? That's normally how things, you know, germs travel by contact with their hands.
Nah,
so
there's not as much contact, though. Think about it.
Okay.
You thought about it?
I see where you're coming from.
Exactly. Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to say, man.
Okay. So that makes sense.
So what's been up with you, Lo, in the dungeon? I know you've been plotting and planning, you know?
Yeah. I probably am going to ditch out on a Twitch thing.
Oh, good. I'm glad you did that because I would have watched and then saw you waste your time. Then you would have came to the realization I already came to. You know what I'm saying?
Or, I mean, even if I do stream, it may just be like when I'm bored or legitimately playing, like for real. And then go about doing it. But probably more so focusing on a second channel. Still texting the Tinder shorty or the Bumble shorty.
Tell me more about
We're now up to...
Oh, can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
Before you say that. I know what you're about to say anyway. The other day... Oh, how can I just say? Oh, no, I don't want to say nothing. Never mind.
What are you saying? Is it because of me or...
No, when you got mad quiet yesterday...
Oh, just
like,
trolling.
And I was like, oh, that's because of what I did, man. I should have stopped trolling.
Oh,
man.
No, I was
Lo
trolling.
Lo was pissed, man. I
was trolling to see if you can, like.
No, you were not.
Yeah, I was.
You saw me trying to lift the mood up?
Yeah, and I just, like, I'm going to just keep dragging
it. Stop lying, bro. You was not trolling, man.
Oh, my
Because you didn't.
God.
You didn't come forward with. So this.
I was trolling.
This is vaguely what happened.
Because I was trying to ignore you and only talk to Willie, too. I was just trolling you.
So, Lo.
I'm telling
can I say,
you.
Can I say it or not? I don't know if you care. Since you talk about opening up and shit.
I don't know. It's really on you. It's really on you. Because they already know I'm an open book.
You're not an open book. There's plenty you don't say. I just don't press you on it the way you press me. That's all.
Like what?
I'm not. I can't. How? Why would I say it on the pod?
I'll edit it.
No, you will not. I know you won't. You don't have to lie to me. Hey, so right before we get back to it, I just had the eye floater thing happen right now. I just realized that there's a medical condition. I don't know if it's a condition, but it's a real thing.
Agent believes that he's a mutant because of the little black string that
there's a black string that floats across my eye. It used to be really bad a few years ago. Now it barely happens, but I just peeped it happen one time right there.
He thinks he's a mutant now.
I mean, I might be. You know, A Boogie say, I'm not a regular person.
Please stop quoting A Boogie.
I need to stop doing that.
Please stop quoting A Boogie.
You know what Favi said, right?
Please stop. Hey.
Nah, he said, demons and goblins.
Who is Favi?
Give me the money I needed in. Huh?
Please stop. Please stop.
They're both from the Bronx, though.
The fact that you do that, too, when
bro, it's such a good line. But it's such a good line. Give me the money I needed in installments. But now, it's what not said? What he said. But to me, that's what he said, though. Man. You know what I mean? And that's right. A hard line.
But there's some time when you, like, about to rap or quote somebody else, you do this, like, hand motion. He's like,
Got to.
I'm like, but stop though.
You want me to do that though?
No,
you like when I do that.
As soon as you do it, I'm like, oh, here come the wrong lyrics. Here come the wrong lyrics in the same song you've been trying to quote for 2 weeks now.
That's why I can't actually appreciate concerts because I don't know any lyrics, and it's actually boring to go to a concert when you don't know the lyrics to songs. You kind of just know the melody. You know
I'm only going to like two or three concerts, so I really wouldn't know.
Let's go to a Kanye concert.
That was the first concert I ever went to. That is.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dope.
Wow, it's like we're the same person.
Oh, man, we're best friends.
The fuck is right? Okay, back to what we were doing. So, me and Lo were, we just recorded a bunch of videos for my channels. Mm-hmm. And then we went out to get a gazebo for the backyard. So just trying to get the vibes looking right.
You see how he uses me, though? He abuses me. I always have to record for his channel. But trust me, when I start my second channel, he's never going to be on it. But go ahead and finish it.
I could be on your main channel right now dropping gems for the people. You know what I mean?
I promise you I could be dropping gems though.
But
go ahead, go.
So, you know, Lo was trolling me the entire time, as he usually does. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? And I was like, hey, Lo, you're gonna have to stop trolling me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He was threatening to call a specific person. And I was like, yeah, stop doing that shit. It's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, all right, you try and call, and I'm gonna have to call. your love of your life or your Tinder shorty.
But you didn't have her number.
What do I call her now? Jeanette? I just made up a name. Yeah, I don't actually know what her name is.
But you don't have her number, though.
So then I was like, all right, bet. Give me her number, and then you could do whatever you want to do, right? Uh-huh. Then you gave me her number. Uh-huh. And then, so then we left. We left. No. We went to the opposite side of Home Depot. Mm-hmm. And I made a joke. I was like, Willie, play along. And I just showed Willie the text because I was like, pretend like I texted your girl. You know what I mean? And Lo was like, you know, he was panicking, man. He was sweating bullets, or at least mentally he was. And he looked at my phone. He was like, I can't believe, because he was taking it so real fucking serious. You know what I mean? Even though he was trolling me the whole day, and I haven't trolled back. So the first time I'm trolling you back by pretending to send a text, you know what I'm saying? You wasn't feeling it. And then for the rest of the night, up until we was watching 90 Day Fiance when Davis and him came, you did not say a word. You was quiet. You was just like, and then you like walked inside the house and came back outside the house. And I would try and like start a conversation with you and you weren't having it. And I was like, oh shit, Willie, look what I did, man.
So let me tell you what really happened.
That's exactly what happened.
No, it's not. I mean, to your perspective, it is. I now just trolled you. It's cool.
That's not a troll.
It is a troll. Let me explain why it is a troll. It's a troll because I didn't actually give you her number because that's not her actual number.
It is.
I know it's not.
We've been talking.
I know it's not her number.
I saw the fear in your eye.
There's no fear.
There's no fear because
it's not her number.
You would lie to me?
I did.
I thought we were best friends.
It's not a real number. I knew you were going to try to pull that off. So I was like, let me just play along. Let me act like I'm upset. And so then I just dragged down the mood because I was like, I'm really the guy who really get this started in this house. I'm really one who shifts the mood.
You're gonna lie because you got butthurt.
So then I was like, all right, bet. Let me just drag it down so I can prove my superiority to this vibration that I be setting off in this house.
What is wrong with you, man?
So then I did
that.
You know
that's not how it went down. You were pissed.
I can't be pissed because you don't actually have her number.
Hey, you were furious.
To you, it seemed that way.
No. It wasn't no scene.
I did a good job.
For 4 hours? You did it for 4 hours?
Was it 4 hours?
It was 4 hours.
How could it be 4 hours when we left Home Depot at like 6, 7 o'clock?
Uh-huh. And then when did we start watching 90 Day Fiancé? Like at 10?
No, it was not. 11. So how's that 4 hours?
I'm saying, bro, you was pissed for hours at a time.
I was pissed from
good old Low was because Davis came through, and you know that's more opportunities to troll. So you were pissed until you found another. I'm telling you, these are facts, Low.
I'm telling you what really happened because I couldn't be pissed if I never gave you her number. But if that's the case, since you think I was pissed, let me call your girl then.
Don't do that. Okay. I don't. Whoa, what the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly. So that is your girl. Oh, wow. Huh.
Yo, chill.
Exactly.
Chill.
Exactly. Just like you did. Oh, you about to be upset for the rest of the pod, bro. That's crazy.
No. Don't tell Marcel, but I'm trolling. What kind of shit is that?
It's not a troll to drag down
the mood and then not say nothing till the next. You're just bringing this up to me now.
It was troll.
Now, like, let's say.
Could I have done it, brought it to your attention any other time?
Yeah.
When
we got back home, when we were eating, when we were watching 90 Day Fiancé.
When I came back home
and then you fucking rushed upstairs and shit. At that time,
it wasn't on my mind anymore, but I couldn't do it because. Nah, we'll get it. Nah, don't worry about it.
You think you're funny as hell.
No, don't worry
about
it.
That's the funny part.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about it. Look, man. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Look. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, shit. Yo. Jess has just got 3 million subs, I hear.
Tough.
Congratulations, if this is true. I mean, if it's not, he's on a roll. Yeah. He's absolutely killing the game. So congratulations, Jesse.
He did.
Oh, shit. Okay. Man.
Look at you.
You know, you got to send the up.
Look at, am I putting this in a podcast? No
way.
This how corny you are to be like, come on, guys. I replied to Jesser. Oh, what do you call him? Jesse.
Hey, why is that corny?
I don't know.
I got a lot of love for him, though, because back when like nobody would do videos with me, he did a video with me. And I'll never forget that. When I had like 16K subs, he had hundreds of thousands. And that was like when he was just blowing up, like when he was really, really hot.
I remember that, actually, yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't have to do that. So I always like, you know, he's like, you know when like you fucking with somebody and you know that there's no ego involved in the relationship? Mm-hmm. Man, it's so much more fun because I could just say what's on my mind. I don't have to worry about you trying to out-ego me.
True.
And there's a handful of people where I feel that way about. And then it's just like, don't know. You just positivity is in the air. You're not trying to like, oh, I'm that. I'm, you know, I'm not going to get into all that, bro. Not going to get into
all that. We're already here, so you might as well say it.
It happens often, though. It happens often.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Where, like, someone has, like, people will move different depending on, like, their clout. Mm. Which is kind of understandable sometimes, you know what I mean? But other times, I'm like, bro, just, I'm a normal guy. You're a normal guy. Let's stop being weird right now. See what I'm saying? Like, Suante is one of those guys where he does not give a single fuck. He'll just, even if I had 10 million subscribers or I had 100,000, he'd treat me the same way. Mm. And that's not common because everyone's always trying to manage the perception of the other person.
Very true.
So it's just very, and Jesse's just real cool is the point I'm trying to get at.
I'm like that too, right? No matter how big you are. Pause.
Never mind. Yeah, pause. Let's forget it. I mean, I don't know.
No, forget it.
Because we were friends before you started your YouTube.
But I was also friends with you before you blew up.
Yeah, that's true.
And I easily could have, you know, switched up on you real quick. And been like, hey, yo, I need a favor.
I mean, so, yo, I used to have a problem with shutting down favors, man. Like, there were people that would ask me things.
Trust me, I don't.
And I would always, like, be like, man, I don't want to say no. So I'm just going to, like, say, oh, I can't right now. Or, like, you know, I'll leave a door open for the future, even though I know I don't want to do that shit. This was, like, years ago, like, maybe 3-4 years ago. And then I kind of found that that put me in more problems, even though it kind of temporarily made the situation go away. But then it came back when they asked the next time or et cetera, et cetera. So now if I don't want to do something, I just say, like, no, actually, man, I don't, like, you know, I don't do that. I have a rule against that. Like, you know, just very straightforward. And turns out people actually really respect that.
Yeah.
They might not be happy with the result because they were asking you for a favor, but now, like, every month I'll have to, like, say no to somebody asking me for something.
True.
Well, it happens very often, but, like, on a grand scheme where someone's like, yo, can I borrow a few thousand? I'm in this situation. I'm like, yeah, I'm unfortunate, man. I'm, you know, any way I can help out outside of what you just asked for, because that sounds crazy, just holla at me.
I'm going to do that.
Because I'm not just about to do, like.
I'm going to roll up on you 1 month and be like, yo, man, kind of tight, man.
And I'm gonna say, fuck you.
Can I get
I'm gonna start to confiscate things.
Can I get 2 or 3,000? Can I get like, no, 3,000?
That's such an insane amount to start with. God damn, man. I mean,
but they probably saying like 3,000 because if you say no, you'd be like, then maybe 1,000. Just help me out with 1,000.
And I'll find two other people to fill the void. No, bro. I just say no now. Unless there's somebody that I'm really down for.
But you really down for me, though.
And you made way too much eye contact while you said that shit. Yeah, I've been saying no. Like you saying that you had no problem doing that, my guy.
Probably when I was like really, really young. But you younger than me.
So no, that's young. Cap though. I think that's a little bit cap.
I said yeah when I was like really, really
young. A few years ago, if I asked you for like a big favor, you would have said no.
Well, what's a big favor?
Like, if I was like, yo, gonna be in Atlanta, can I stay at your crib for 3 weeks?
It probably been no because I didn't live by myself. But if I live by myself, yeah, I wouldn't mind, no.
Hmm. Interesting.
Why would you think I care?
I don't know, Lo. I don't know. You're like volatile. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm volatile.
One day you're gas.
I think that's a wrong and volatile is the wrong word. I'm not
it
volatile.
It is the right word.
No, it's not.
Cause like you came a whole lot of energy, you know what I mean? And then as soon as this pot is over, I'm gonna continue trolling you and you're gonna be quiet for a few hours.
Shut the fuck up. Now okay, you can pretend to call it a troll if you want to, but that's facts.
Though.
I can't move to the next thing, because you're ridiculous. Cause the fact that you think you got one over me on the troll meter, come on now.
No. I promise you I could out troll you. And this is no contest. I'm being very serious too. I can out troll the fuck out of you, man. Be very careful what you say next.
You're trying to troll me right now.
No, I'm not trying to.
That's good. That's a good one. That's a good troll. That's a good troll.
You're a funny guy, huh?
Yeah, you can't troll me. You can't troll me.
So we pulled up to like Pike's and Lowe's just telling me how bored he was. And so we're just finding entertaining things to do. We're actually looking for a fountain for the backyard.
Probably gonna spend about $1,000 on it. Ivory fountain.
Why did you have to do that? Just to let the people know the cost of fountains.
$2,000, but we got in on discount.
Half off, yeah. We're a discount. Right. That's a good discount too.
Pull some strings, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody got the discount.
Nah, but they didn't get that type of discount.
Though. They did though.
50%.
Everybody.
On a $2,000. Come on now. Come on. If everybody was getting it, why wasn't everybody walking out with it?
There's a reason.
All right, exactly. All right then. Don't worry about that. See, we're gonna get this nice little. First of all, I don't care what you're talking about. Let's talk about these vibes outside. So these vibes are gonna be crazy.
I don't think people give a fuck about the vibes outside.
And it's crazy because you not pitching in. That's the thing I can't stand.
I'm buying the gazebo. Man, I don't cap right now. Do not cap.
Are you?
Yeah.
But you ain't done it yet.
Because we haven't decided on one. You don't even know. You don't even measure it because you were pouty yesterday. You don't even know what size we're trying to get.
Me and Willie did measure it. What's the size? That's how exactly. See, you weren't part of
What's the size?
It's I got it on the paper downstairs somewhere.
You don't even know. You fucking liar. Oh my lie to my face on the podcast, man.
I already measured it out, bro. Come on.
Okay, cool. We'll get a gazebo tonight, and then we'll probably split the fountain. You know, we got all these pendant lights coming down. I would
much rather get a patio set first.
Oh, we're gonna get the patio set anyway.
Not before the
The fountain might be gone though, bro. It's a clearance sale. And it's like one of those big fountains you see in like rich people's lawns.
Yeah, no.
And
when we first get into the neighborhood, our rich neighborhood, our really rich and wealthy neighborhood,
very affluent neighborhood.
It's on lockdown. Got the gate in the front. You got to type in the code just to get in.
Yeah,
I'm telling us, I'm telling people where we live.
Yeah, just say the address, fucking.
So 123.
Hey, on that note, people used to pull up to my house back when I was in Toronto because you know I do some vlogs and show the house and shit like that. I tried to hide it every once in a while, but I didn't really care because I didn't think it was a big deal. Then people did start to pull up, so I just stopped opening the door if I didn't expect you. Like if you pulled up unexpected, you were gonna stay outside because I was not.
Viewers used to pull up.
Yeah, and sometimes they do it with their parents.
Weirdos.
They do it with their parents. I'm like, and I don't even get mad at the kids. Because it's usually kids, you know, grown people know not to do that. But the parents, I'm like, how have you made it this far? Do you know it? Like, I'm about to like do a fucking meet and greet outside your crib. And we'll see how comfortable you fucking are. Because it kind of feels like you're a zoo animal at that point. You know what I mean? And almost every house I ever, that's cap. Every house I've been in for the past few years, though, it's had a lot of windows. You know, so then people are just trying to look inside, see where I'm at, what I'm doing. And it's like, man, I'm not trying to deal with that. So then Waleed, you know, Waleed was at the crib so much, he just started to open the doors for me. But then people knew Waleed because he was in the videos. So it's like, man, I can't really win. So I just had to start ignoring it. So that's why I'm really careful now not to do that shit, because it is not cool when people pull up. You could pull up to me in public, bro, and I'm happy. In the gym, you might get a cold shoulder 25% of the time. But at my crib, you are not welcome, man. People don't do that in Atlanta, though. Probably not as much, right?
Yeah, because people know, you know.
Yeah.
You might have that.
Yeah.
Might have that.
Yeah, I don't know who you are, so.
Get that fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but for maybe up there, they a little too friendly. But, you know, you open up the door, get that thing to your chest. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all ain't going to do that around here. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you got to
get. You don't even.
All
right.
Plus you got to get past all the security. You know what I'm saying?
Can
the
you give me an M4? Dogs.
Huh?
Never mind. I can change that on the pod.
What you gonna say?
I'm gonna find a legal way to get an M4.
Don't you have an M4 already?
No, like the weapon.
Oh, I don't even know weapons like that. So,
and I'm gonna keep it in the M4.
Oh my gosh. Anyway,
just to say that shit one time. You know what I mean? Just to say that I did that to myself though. M4 in the M4. Just to say it though. But it's gonna be cool though.
You're the corniest guy.
Yeah, I mean,
world, bro.
And it's mad cheap. It's unbelievable how affordable weapons are in America. God damn it, man. You pull up to Dick's Sporting Goods for $150, you can murk somebody. They're killing utensils for so cheap, it makes no sense, man.
He's calling utensils?
Yeah, bro.
Oh my God.
It made no sense how cheap these things are. And I tried to understand it when I came here because, you know, from Canada, you have a, like, unless you're from the hood, there's zero reason for you to even be thinking about that. And even then, you kind of bugging, right? Depending on where you're from. But here, man, it's everywhere. And people just like, they love that shit. They're like, it's such a big part of who they are. That's the thing. It's part of their identity.
Exactly.
So it kind of makes it difficult to even get political about the situation. If that's who you are, at least part of who you are. You know what I mean? But I understand them a little bit more now. I understand them a little bit more now.
I don't understand them at all. There's no real need for them.
Technically, there isn't at all.
Yeah, there's no real need.
And especially if you have like AR or a sniper, you're not going to be defending your house with a sniper rifle.
It depends on where you live, but for the most part, no, it's not really necessary.
Word.
At all. Not even a tiny bit. it's just not. It's just no way around it.
Cool, man. So you're going to get me that?
No.
Okay, I tried.
I'm about to say, oh yeah, they figured out, okay, somebody told me in a DMs why they're going to move the NBA to Orlando for the facilities, because allegedly there's a whole bunch of.
You're not talking into the mic.
Oh. But apparently there's like a whole bunch of both ESPN and in the NBA have a lot of what did you say? Let me make sure I get this.
I know. It doesn't Disney own ESPN?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember they were acquired that like 4 years ago because Jalen and Jacoby got murked off YouTube. So that was unfortunate. Oh,
that's tough. But they said that, okay, here you go.
Where's that at? On
NBA
Twitter?
Is, somebody knows. Somebody just DM'd it.
Oh, where is? Okay. Right. NBA what's their hat?
At Jack Pebbles. Okay. No, Peebles. Yeah, Peebles.
Okay, now you can get to the message.
Yeah, I don't know if that's Peebles, though. Yeah, but you know who you are, though. NBA is considering Disney World is because it is directly beside ESPN's worldwide sports complex. So that's part of it. And they also have a ton of basketball tournaments along with Atlanta Braves spring training. So that makes sense.
Interesting.
And I'm pretty sure that means that they probably had the facilities. So now they're talking about bringing the NBA back. And what they're saying is they're probably going to end up pushing next season back so far that it's more likely going to end closer to like July. Like this next year's season is going to end closer to July.
Word.
So I don't know if that means that they're going to just bring back the entire season and just start it up during the playoffs. But I feel like they should just start up in the playoffs because at this point.
At least like a few warm ups though.
Yeah.
Three warm ups.
Just start up in the playoffs.
Or they should do like a single elim tournament to get into the playoffs. For qualifying teams like 6, 7, 8, 9, something like that. 10.
I'm gonna say, why would you not go to like 9 and 10?
Yeah, so those teams.
Yeah,
that would be tough. I would definitely watch that.
Yeah,
and it's a way to. Fuck, I was waiting to cut you off. Why'd you stop?
You're stupid.
But it's a way for them to try some new shit.
Because
they've been
know.
Thinking about trying.
They have
playing tournaments.
Yeah,
and it's a very good concept. You know how I know? Because the 2K League did it last year. And
how did it go?
Actually, pretty good.
Hmm.
Actually, in season one, the Knicks won the playing tournament and they won the championship. So it had like a whole storyline.
Okay, that's good.
Way less RNG in real life, but it's definitely a more interesting way to go about qualifying.
Hmm. I don't know. I feel like we've played enough games though, to where.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think the regular season ever needs to be that long. Like it's a little too long.
So that's another thing they thought about is just next year, just cutting the regular season, starting up in December and to see how that would work out.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about the consequences of that. Because they're going to have to scrap that whole TV deal they signed in like 16, 17. Because that was a 10-year deal, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I don't know. If it is, though, that's going to be tough, though. Because
they're going to have to scrap it. And that might heavily... No, bro. The cap is heavily going to be impacted regardless.
Yeah, regardless.
Teams that are over-leveraged are going to get fucked. And the teams that were saving, kind of saved for no reason because they're going to be up on the cap regardless.
Yeah, because the cap, I wouldn't be surprised at all if the cap went down, to be honest with you.
And big time.
Which it has happened in NBA history, but it rarely happens. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if it went down.
How does it go down? The cap goes down when the league is making less revenue.
Yep.
So when the league signs a TV deal, the revenue goes up significantly, the cap goes up significantly. So if they have to scrap that and renegotiate with less games, oh, it's going down.
Yeah.
And on top of all the revenue they're losing from gate sales and... merchandise probably doesn't play as big of a factor, but all of that shit, people aren't gonna be spending as much, man.
Yeah.
So wow. But if there's any league that's gonna make it out, it's gonna be the NBA. So I'm not really tripping over their ability to find a solution in all the madness.
True, but I wonder how much money out of the entire year does the NBA make based off a regular season revenue.
Word, I'd love to get those numbers.
Because how long the regular season is, I'm only imagining that it has to be a huge portion, where unlike the NFL, it's only 16 weeks and they only play on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure that plays a huge part as well. But 82 game regular season.
Wait.
That tied in.
No, finish your thought.
An 82 game regular season that ties in with ticket sales, merchandise, TV, everything like that amount of games amongst 30 teams, it has to be an abundance amount of money that they're going to lose or get cut off. At some portion, regardless if they reduce it down to 60 games or 50-some.
Okay, now think about this. Unless they have multiple arenas, now they probably have some like practice facilities and shit, but I don't know if the players are going to play there. How are they going to get all those games done? Because it's usually like, depending on the day, anywhere from like 3 to 14 games going on at the same time.
Well, they're assuming, I think they're only going to do the Disney World thing specifically for playoffs. I think they're being optimistic in the sense of by the time the end of this year rolls around, the whole pandemic will be done.
Hopefully.
And so if they can be that optimistic about it, then once it's over with, then they can just kind of run back into the regular season at the end of this year, next year's regular season. But the
that's two shortened seasons, man.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
How well to be three? What?
Because either you're going to have an incredibly short offseason or it might be three shortened seasons.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think they're going to probably do an incredibly short offseason. But
Player Association is going to fight that to the tooth and nail to the coffin.
I don't know because people are losing their paycheck, so they probably figure out whatever we can do to get go back to a full season's worth of paycheck. They'll probably do that.
So crazy. When you negotiate clauses and contracts, you kind of just assume it's never going to get to that point where you need it. So when you have a clause about like a situation where you can't even complete NBA games because it's not safe, that's never going to happen. That's never going to happen. So probably one of the parts of the contract that both sides overlooked or didn't negotiate to the extent of which it would have probably been in their best interest. You know what I mean? But it's also why those lawyers, especially in big leagues, get paid a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
Because for some reason they have to focus on every little detail like that just in case it happens. So how did that work? Because I didn't pay close attention to it. How much did, because I heard like Rich Paul, people that were signed to Rich Paul's agency, they kept a lot more of their money.
Yeah. So Rich Paul, and again, like you just said, it's certain things in contracts that people just don't even think are going to be that big of a deal. But he a lot of his players, they signed a contract or he fought for an amendment in their contract to get paid more money up front than they were going to get paid periodically through the year. So they end up keeping like 30 to 40% more of their money than the average.
So he just fronted the contract.
Fronted the contract. And also he pushes hard for incentives and bonuses and stuff like that.
So like if you make the All-Star team or All-NBA like that, team. Yeah. Okay.
Things that quite frankly, you know, it's interesting as I was reading, I can't remember if it was the Player Tribune or something else, but a lot of those things, agents don't even push for. It's the teams that push for it. Like Boris Diaw had a clause, like a weight loss clause, and but it was from the Spurs. They were saying if you keep under a certain amount of weight, we'll pay you XYZ amount of money. I'm thinking to myself, like, why are the Spurs, like, why, like, the Spurs are pushing that for you and your agent isn't doing that? That's ridiculous.
You know that might happen if I'm speculating? Now, if you're an agency, what do you want to do? You want to make money and get more clients, make more money. Mm-hmm. Now, you get more clients because the headline people are going to hear is Timothy Mozgov signed $19 million a year. You're going to be like, who the fuck is his agent? How do you pull that off?
True.
But you don't really hear all the details of the contract. So in their mind, maybe it's easier to recruit by just getting that initial number up, even if it's not in the best interest of the players.
I mean, that's true. But I feel like, especially if you're a more established, like you start to become a bit more established, and really is only a handful of agents anyway. Most agents represent a lot of players.
There's only
a few of them anyway. So it's not like they have to have an index, a Rolodex, which is a whole bunch of agents. Like you just do your research on the proper agents and you figure out how did you get that? How'd you do that? And I'm pretty sure they talk with one another. So I'm pretty sure there are some people who have understanding of certain clauses. I can't imagine that. I mean, but I'm pretty sure there are some. But I can't imagine that there's an abundance of NBA players that are so naive to how contracts work that they're only concerned about the big number and not necessarily all of the clauses.
That's crazy for you to believe. How many stories have you heard of NBA players just acting wildly fiscally responsible?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's very
and
much
you kind of just assume the agent and the lawyer that you're probably also paying is going to look over those things for you. So in your mind, you're like, what am I going to add by reading it over and understanding it if the people I'm paying are doing that?
I mean, that's true, but you're right. I ain't going for that. I mean, we heard way too many stories about like NBA players who are millionaires go broke like 3 or 4 years after they retire.
Word.
And then when CJ McCollum came out and said that like people are living paycheck to paycheck, I was like, that's tough. But then I thought maybe.
So then I thought
to myself, I was like, because if a part of me was like, and this is probably, you know, the now new Republican side of me. I was thinking to myself, like, millionaires don't live like someone who's living on $50,000 a year. Mm-hmm. They're living They're probably living paycheck to paycheck and they're spending their money the same way every Americans live paycheck to paycheck.
There was a word for that. I was watching a Graham Stephan video and he was describing it. He was saying, like, when you start making money, you tend to try and improve your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so you actually end up with the same amount at the end of the year because and I had that problem too. I had to force myself to stop because I could keep going. But exactly. I shouldn't though. You see what I'm saying? But it's so tempting, man, because all the shit that you wanted for forever long is right there, and you know you could just get it. Mm. It's not that you can't get it. When you can't get it, you can't get it, man. There's no point of fucking sitting there pissed about the situation. Yeah. But I could just go out there and make so many reckless decisions. I can't do it, though.
But like, one thing is, but most people do, though, because that's just Americans. That's
how at most first, I think most people do, but I'd hope.
No.
Yeah.
That's like, how most Americans just live, period. Period. It will take some people. And I can't even say that. I seriously believe if somebody makes $50,000 for the first 10 years after high school, and then they jump up to $60,000 and they jump to $70,000 every decade, they're still spending the same portion of money.
Where?
I don't think they're really learning. They just spend the same portion of money. And so even if you're making millions upon millions of dollars, especially in the NBA, when most of these people are in their 20s, out of nowhere, just making money, like a lot of money. They're not saving it. They're not conserving it. They're not living like they're making $50,000 or living in a modest house. No, they're spending the money because that's their new lifestyle. That's just how money is to them now.
But the thing is for that lifestyle to be sustainable for the rest of your life, you have to continue to make that kind of money or more for the rest of your life.
But most people aren't thinking that ahead.
Which is unfortunate.
But I don't even think that it's really... Is it really that wild to believe that a 20-year-old is thinking, man, how am I going to be living when I'm 50? No.
But here's the thing.
No, they're not.
But that's because I had time to think, though. Like, if I was an NBA player, man, you're flying to different cities all the time. You probably, man, all the baddest bitches, bro. You're probably ugly as shit, man. You can get not a single bitch. You know what I mean? But now, woman. Yeah, sorry, my bad. But now you could get any because all you have to say is, I play for the Raptors. I play for this team. And yo, boom. So then now you're distracted. You can't even stop to just fucking stop for a second. Think. What are you doing, man? Like, reflect on the year. How much you just spend? God damn. Did you see that series? Tyler Hero, how he spent his first $1 million. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, I get the first few million if you're an NBA player. But yo, 2 years going by, you're still going, man. God damn. Well, stop.
You said 2 years?
2 years.
No,
2 years?
Tyler Hero's a rookie. So
I'm saying generally, because that series they do it with all kind of NFL players and stuff.
Yeah.
It's been, if you're still doing it in your fourth year, you just bought this house you could barely fucking afford, but, you know, good mortgage, low interest rate.
But that's how Come on. That's especially, let's really pause and think about it. If I'm in year four of my rookie contract, that means that I'm just signed a contract extension.
Or that's actually the average amount lifespan for an NBA player. So most people don't make it past the rookie contract.
I understand that.
So but if you do.
Is, if I am, mm-hmm. and I'm in year four, that means I just got my contract extension. Oh, I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going crazy. Because that means at bare minimum, I'm in the NBA for another 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. and the money I'm making now is way more than the money I was just making before. Mm-hmm. Oh no, I'm going crazy. So I understand it. All I'm saying is, I think people need to be a bit more understanding of these millionaires, because millionaires are not—they're not living like how you and I are living. They're living like millionaires. That's how they live in. They're not going out there. They're not in a regular car. They don't live in a regular house. And the reason why they're not living in a regular house is because they have that protection, they have that security. They can't live in an apartment complex.
So think about the expenses for a moment. Let's say you're on a rookie contract $1 million a year, just to make it simple. $1 million a year, you're like, man, I'm a millionaire. Look at me. First of all, you don't get all that million up front. You know what I mean? You get paid on, what is it, a bi-weekly basis.
Yeah, but first of all, it's $500,000.
Yes. So, because you can't, I mean, if you have a good accountant, you can probably finagle your way out of some of that. But generally speaking, because they can't declared as business income,
exactly,
as personal income. It's, yeah, they're taking half of that. It's so IRS took half. Now you have 500,000. You know what I mean? You're thinking, and first of all, here's the other thing. There's a lot of expectations from family members and shit. You know what I mean? Not necessarily from mom, dad, but from like cousin longtime friend.
But then you're paying 10% to your...
No, I mean, unless you have a horrible fucking deal. You're paying like 5% to your lawyer. Maybe like 2.5% to your lawyer, 5% to your agent.
So that's 7%?
And that's like the total amount too.
You have a manager as well.
And so you probably have a manager.
It's another two and a half.
So you might need some kind of security. You're probably going to buy a house. You might rent an apartment because you know where you're going to be. But you're not renting no bum-ass regular apartment.
Exactly.
It's not a $3,000 to $1,000. You're renting $8,000 apartment.
Well, I'm saying between a lawyer, accountant, and a manager, that's 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So now you already down to 400,000.
And so now you want to live, especially because you're probably on a team with a whole bunch of really, really rich people.
Yes.
Like the veterans. Real rich. Yes. And you want to go out and party with them, but it's like, man, I'm not about to drop 10,000 on a fucking bottle or this VIP experience, but man. Dwayne Wade just did that shit. So then now you got to live up to this. You know what I mean, by the end of the year, bro, you don't really have shit, but that's fine because that was your first year. You know what I mean? You deserve to enjoy it. You've been through a lot.
But go back to the family thing. The thing that really is crazy is that people don't know that you really only have 400.
Yes.
People think that you have a million.
People do that with me too. They think YouTuber, PewDiePie, tens of millions. It's like, no, we're in very different ballparks. PewDiePie has been doing this shit daily for a decade. But there's levels to this shit. A lot of people just assume like, Big. Everyone makes the same kind of money.
But what I'm saying
same applies in the NBA.
What I'm saying is news breaks that you signed that contract, so you know you got a mil.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else know you got a mil.
They're like, whoa.
But in your bank account, they only say 400.
Mm.
And you, when don't you say 400? You just getting paid periodically.
Mm-hmm.
So you spending like you got a mil. Everybody else spending like they got a mil. Spending your money like you got a mil. It's crazy.
And you probably want to get some gifts and show love too. You know what I mean? At some point, you want to buy like a car or something, a house for your parents. But it's like, you can't do that on the rookie contract. You know what I mean? So then you just get into the habit of just, being out of money at the end of the year. And that carries over even when you make your $10 million a year contract if you're good enough. But then maybe you don't. Maybe now you're playing in the Turkish league because you weren't good enough or you didn't get the opportunity.
Oh, that's crazy.
Maybe you got injured. Now you're making real regular people money. Like you might just make $50,000 a year. Or you might just get signed in the middle of this. They might just drop you and you got to fucking fly back from. So it's like, wow, now it's such a fascinating situation.
Yeah.
And I'm really impressed by the people that manage their money really, really well. Like the Richard Shermans of the world and the Tim Duncans and the Kobe Bryants. You hear stories about.
Well, Tim Duncan got a lot of people end up getting screwed over with their agents and stuff like that.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, there's a lot of scammers out there, though.
Yeah.
And it's scary because even in life, generally speaking, if I go to a garage and I don't know what I'm doing, they're going to scam me. So it's like you kind of have to go in places. Even though you like to just trust an expert, you have to know enough so you don't get bamboozled.
True.
So, in that sense, it kind of pays to be an all-around, a well-rounded individual. Yeah.
But Ono is, I'll get a little slice of these millionaires, you know. That's all. Just get some slack to these millionaires. You know what I'm saying? They just like us.
You're trolling, but I kind of believe that, though.
They just like us. You know what I'm saying?
I believe that seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, serious. Yeah, you're trolling, though.
I'm being serious, too. You know what I'm saying?
Because I feel like...
Just get slack to these millionaires.
A lot of people without money think the second they get money, every problem solved. And then people will get money and realize...
It's just more expensive problems.
Yeah.
Right?
No, people will realize it didn't solve the fucking loneliness they were feeling or the misery they feel on a daily basis. And then you really lose hope because previously you thought there was hope because you had to get money to feel better. But now you got the money, you still feel miserable. You don't know what the solution is. You're in a tailspin now trying to figure out, get your life in order. So in that sense, I do feel I feel empathetic to people who are not the average person. In that you average people won't understand your problems.
Yeah.
True, no matter how small or big they are, they won't understand them.
True. Very true, bro.
You know what I mean? So like if a person bought a $5 million house low and they told me like, man, I'm about to foreclose. I can't pay on this $5 million home. Even though I'm saying this, part of me is going to be thinking like, I don't really give a fuck. But if a regular person told me that shit, the regular house, one garage, 3,000 square feet, 2,000 square feet, I'd be like, oh man, that's very unfortunate, man. You know, you'll feel more empathy to them, even though they're both human beings.
It's tough, man.
It's crazy.
So just have some sympathy for these millionaires, just man. That's it. You gotta have sympathy for these millionaires, bro. I'm telling y'all, bro. You know what's so crazy? When CJ McCollum said that, I was really trying to figure out, like, who was he talking about?
I would love to hear that, too.
Because unless he's only talking, because the more and more I thought about it, like, of course, everyone is just, like, caught up in, like, yo, you make this person make this much. I'm pretty sure he wasn't talking about like the Russell Westbrooks and the LeBron James. Because they make so much money that even if they were trying their hardest to live paycheck to paycheck, it would be very hard for them to do that.
How would you, what kind of life would you need to live to spend $30 million a year or $40 million a year?
It would have to be
a special life, man.
You had to literally be buying a new house every month. And like you would have to just be buying a house every month to live to that standard. So I was thinking to myself, like, of course he's not talking about them.
Yeah.
But even those people are in a very small minority amongst everyone else in the NBA.
Oh, you just reminded me. Sorry, I kind of sounded like I hurt myself or something. That's not what happened. There was, I remember one of the Raptor players said something about, who's the Brazilian dude with the big afro? Lucas Nogueira. Oh,
okay.
And they said that even he was like he spent all his money reckless. They said he bought a Ferrari or something, think about hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he was only making like, so it was like, I get the temptation, but it's like, man.
See, somebody like that, I definitely got to see my second contract before I do something like that. That's crazy.
Ferrari is a second contract.
Then. I cannot be at the end of the bench thinking to myself, soon as this game over, I'm about to go pick up my Ferrari. I cannot be barely getting bench time. I can't be like, I got to at least, how many minutes you got to be on the court?
At least 20. At least 20 minutes? Before I'm thinking Ferrari.
I got to be at least a 6-man-of-the-year candidate before I... Before I go out there and go buy me a Ferrari.
Like,
bro.
if there's over 4 players on the team getting more minutes than me and I have a better home than them, I'm rethinking things.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. I'm rethinking a couple things.
I don't even understand why you would do that, because it's not like he has to. If you're just tall and wear a jersey around places, like, you in the NBA.
So they'll ask you, like, yeah, what team are you playing for? I'll think it too. If I see someone over 6'6", I'm like, what team do I know him from? Immediately. Because you don't see people over 6'6".
Big facts. And he's way over 6'6".
Yeah, like he's 7'1".
He's 7'1"? Mm. Oh, if he's 7'1", yeah, you got to put a jersey on. You just look a
and
little
And he has
cut.
Like a very crazy haircut. So you could immediately tell that's Lucas Nogueira.
But even if you don't play basketball, like even if you don't watch basketball.
Yeah, you could immediately, you assume he's on some team.
Yeah, 7'1", little cut up a little bit, you immediately think. I might just dribble a basketball in Walmart, just be like, just so everybody know. And then, like, as soon as they know, I can pull up in a Prius and it's still.
Oh, imagine trying to fit in a Prius.
You think it's cheeks, though? You think they're just trying to get cheeks?
You would definitely get a whole lot of that if you're 7 foot.
That's what I'm saying, but you don't even have to go get a Ferrari. I'm why
That's
would you
probably
spend that
just
much?
Some shit he did because he probably saw. He probably played way too much Need for Speed growing up. I mean, the same reason I got an M4. But anytime.
That's not a Ferrari.
No, it's not. Not even remotely.
I'm about to say, come on.
But like, before I bought my AMG, I called a bunch of people because I was like, man, I know this is a dumb decision, but I really want it. You know what I mean? Mm. And everybody I talk, you know, when you just call the OGs and they slap some sense into you. Like just people that have been around, they probably made a couple mistakes, so they tell you. So they were like, man, do not do that shit unless this and this. You've accomplished this, you did that. Don't even, especially with cash, not even credit. Oh no, you bugging right now. And so, because I bought 2 cars with cash, just I was like, fuck it. Well, I had to buy a car with cash when I got here.
Yeah.
But in Canada, I ain't had to do that shit.
And you're stupid.
Yeah, were. But at least my stupidity was minimized by the fact that it wasn't a fucking Ferrari. It was just a cheaper AMG. It's a CLA. You know, it's not crazy. And it was used. I'm not bugging with new vehicles, nothing like that. But if you aren't, if you're a coach, would you do that? Would you slightly judge your players based off the purchases they made?
Yeah.
I think just a little bit.
I would go in the front office and be like, you got to trade. He's an idiot, bro.
You buy a Ferrari on day one. You can't be on my team any longer.
Yeah, like you can't. Because I'll be meaning things to myself either. It's either one or the other. Either he going to work his behind off to make sure he's able to keep up that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's just going to fall through the weeds.
Word. I wonder what kind of person. I wonder how to discover like a Jimmy Butler. Because I've always been amazed about like how hard he works. And how entertaining he could be at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
It's so crazy that people think that Jimmy Butler is like a bad teammate or a bad player.
Word. And that makes no sense. And it'd be Kobe fans saying that. I'm like, what are you talking about? You just saw Kobe repeat similar antics throughout the course of his fucking career.
But the crazy thing about it, I don't know if you've seen the Jordan documentary. I'm assuming you haven't.
Nah, but it's on my list though. So I'm going to do it.
The crazy thing about it is that I've realized that winning resolves all that.
Word.
If you win, then it goes from you being a butthole to the mama mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll just title it something. Like they'll just give you a whole nother name because you won. But if you aren't winning, which is crazy because obviously Jimmy Butler ain't winning to like the championship level, but he still is like going to teams and making them relevant, way more relevant than they were prior to him arriving. So it's so weird, but like people, especially the Jimmy came from like being homeless to not being a top recruit, being drafted 30th overall. Like his track record should be proven already. And for him to like go on a team and just straight up say like, y'all not really about it. Sure, he hasn't won a championship, but nobody else on the team has either. So if there's anybody I'm going to like favor, is going to be Jimmy Butler, not Andrew Wiggins or Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Like that's just, it's weird, but like,
he seems like
those people. I really like Jimmy Butler, actually. I really, really do.
Yeah. I feel like he's a perfect kind of, if I got to know him, I feel like he'd be the perfect person to have around. He'd be like, man, Jimmy Butler, he's on his third workout today. What the fuck am I doing right now?
But not only
that. You get your shit together, too.
Exactly. But not only that, but like you said, I think he's like the perfect mixture of like entertaining and fun, but also like on his shit, and then we'll just tell you when you're not on your shit.
And he's great. So
yeah,
you can't come at him with some like, oh, he's just a funny player. Like when Dwight Howard was, Dwight Howard was incredible, but he wasn't winning. So when he would laugh and smile, people would sit there and criticize him for enjoying himself playing basketball. If Dwight Howard just won a championship,
crazy,
right? It is. You got to be miserable till you win.
Like, yo, what are you? You're laughing again after another 20-20 game? Like, what are you doing?
And I've noticed they've been trying to do that with Joel Embiid, and Joel Embiid's one of my favorite players, man. So it kind of hurts me because I don't want him to not be the playful him that he is, because it's hilarious. It's so entertaining to me to watch. You know what I mean? He's an emotional person. He shows it when he cried when the Raptors dropped him off. Shit was very, very entertaining for me. God. But generally speaking, yo, he's eating sandwiches right before a pregame and shit.
But that's the reason why people criticize him, because he do stuff like
He's the star player on his team,
but
man.
But the reason why, because he's out of shape. So it's like, if you ain't got your stuff together. Then
but the second Shaq won, they were like, as long as he's winning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, again, agree. Because as soon as like, all right, I mean, Shaq drinking another milkshake, but as long as you go out there and give us 30 and 15.
You think people can say shit about Kyle Lowry gaining weight over the season anymore?
No.
Kyle Lowry won. He did it.
Because he did gain weight.
He does it every season. He loses a whole ton of weight, and we're like, what the hell? And then over the course of the season, he gains it back.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
And then Melo weird like that, because Melo will go into a season kind of a little chunky, and then he'll lose his weight.
But it's probably because it's challenging to keep like a consistent diet when you're, you know, on road games and stuff. I can imagine. Because I have a trouble doing it on three-day trips to like cities. Imagine if you're on the road for 3 weeks because you're on a road trip, and you don't know none of these cities. You don't have a meal plan set up in Utah. So it's like, it could be tough,
just
man.
Just eat grilled chicken. That's it. Grilled chicken and brown rice. That's
and
it.
Broccoli and grilled chicken, man.
I'm pretty sure that gets pretty tiring, though.
Oh, for sure.
It's pretty sure.
I know, as a bodybuilder.
Anyway, like I was saying, oh, yeah, before we forget, I'm up to a good morning text now.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Dude, I'm so proud of you.
Up to the good morning text, people. You know what I'm saying? People be hating in the chat. I mean, in the comment section sometimes. I'll be seeing people hating a little bit. It'd be like, yo, low, don't really talk to these. I'd be like,
hey, they say you be capping.
I'd be like, yo, that's so funny.
You know what's crazy? I haven't seen them, so they might be right.
But Waleed has seen two of them.
Is Waleed here right now to attest to that?
Oh my gosh.
Well, all right
the
then.
The reason why you ain't seen none, because you might troll too hard, so I got to keep him from a distance.
I won't troll too hard. I'll never do that. I promise I'll never do that.
Look at your face right now as you say that to me.
But I wouldn't troll too hard. I troll some, but it'd be, I'd be trolling you, not your. Can I call her your girl now? Or
okay, anyway.
Hey, just make sure she doesn't get in between us, bro. Or else I'm definitely going to have to get her number, bro. And we're going to have to hash it out.
I can't. This is the reason why. Moments like this is the reason why I don't like doing being on this podcast with you, bro. I just don't like it.
What's wrong? What did I say?
Nah, nothing. It's good. It's cool.
No, it's cool. Come on.
I'm just going to be.
For the next 3 hours.
Oh,
did you take it out of the fridge?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Man, I had some fucking flashbacks. My mom told me to take the chicken out and I'd forget.
That is a scary moment.
And I did sometimes put it in the microwave, just hope she ain't noticed. Cause
it'd be scorching hot when she walk in again.
I'll just be pissed, long day at work. What you mean you didn't bring the chicken out? Oh my God, now I lost my GameCube for the week. Or, you know, on special occasions.
What?
You bring out the necessary utensils, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, the belt? You gonna whip your kids when you grow up?
Probably.
Oh, I probably gonna do that too, deadass.
Because I know me as a kid. I was mischievous, you know what I mean? And then I would fake pain just so they would stop. So I'm like, you don't feel this shit, bitch.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
You don't feel this.
I don't know if I'm gonna whip. I know I'm gonna whip my kids, but I don't know. I want to know, like, when is the appropriate, when is the perfect age to start and stop?
But don't do it before like 4.
Well, obviously.
I don't know. You might be a psychopath. I'm not sure.
But like, I feel like seven or eight.
Oh, by then for sure.
All right.
That's probably the age they screech for no reason and they're complaining about not having an iPhone 14. Like, yo, shut the fuck up, bro. I'm not trying to hear from you right now about the iPhone you don't have. I don't think I would, though.
You don't think because
when my parents hit me, there'd be like a small bit of relief that they didn't take away the PS3 or the GameCube or the PS1.
My mom used to do both.
Oh, God damn.
Just do both. She definitely, that right there just be ridiculous. She just whip you and you went right back to playing PlayStation? No. My mom actually might get pissed if she ever did that. Like, she whipped me, and as soon as she closed the door, I just picked up the controller again and start playing again. Mm. And then she walked right back in there, she like, ah, oh, now y'all crazy. She just snatch everything out and take it. Yeah. She used to do both. That's crazy.
That's wildly unfortunate. You know, I heard this didn't happen to me.
Charles Barkley said LeBron is 7th all time.
Who, have you ever thought of, like, I'm not, when was the last time you agreed with a Charles Barkley opinion?
Oh, that's something I do. That's something I do.
Nah, he's just a wildly disagreeable person, but I kind of like that about him. I heard recently, though, that there's parents that will, like, only take the cord away as if to put you through intense torture to remind you that the GameCube does exist, but you can't play the shit. You know what I mean? My mom would just take away the whole thing. So at least I could think about it.
No, I would very, very vividly remember you just coming in my room and not having the GameCube or the PlayStation.
Yeah, the whole thing is gone.
Like, I don't need to see it for me to remember.
Nah, but when you're playing Hot Wheels and shit, or I guess now you playing, what do kids do now? I don't know, TikTok? Scrolling through TikTok and shit. TikTok. Oh, imagine taking away the phone. I've never been a phone person, but.
But we didn't grow up. We grew up without phones, so that's the reason why.
Nah, there's plenty of phone people that grew up like me. Like in my grade, but they would be addicted to their phone. And I did not care. As long as you gave me an iPod so I could play some music or something, I don't care that I don't have my phone.
True. But yeah, they'd probably just be scrolling through Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram, and they'd probably do that for like 2 hours straight and then like realize, like, Jesus, I need to play some 2K. And then they ain't got no 2K to play. That's what I'm saying. I don't need the GameCube to be there for me to like realize.
No, you'll feel it anyway.
You're gonna feel
it.
But
it'll be a reminder when you've been distracted. It'll remind you of it.
No, nah, you saw the father who came in with the bat and then just broke his kids controllers. You probably put it on Twitter right now. This dude came out, I think you probably have to type in like bad parenting or baseball bat parenting or something like that.
Baseball bat parenting.
Yeah.
Sounds like a meta. Parents divided as TikTok clip shows dad smack. Oh, this must be it.
That's it. It went viral.
It's on the Sun. Isn't this a Toronto thing? Oh, no, it's not. It's a Toronto Sun. Forgot there's suns in every city.
No, Phoenix Suns. You heard them? You heard that thing?
Before? I heard about those guys. Round 2. God damn it. What the hell is wrong with this guy?
Let's play the clip in the bottom.
Is that how you play?
It's literally a photo. There's a.
I'm retarded. There is a, I apologize,
clip on the bottom right.
I don't, this corner is going to be the news story, though, bitch.
Was that a was that a voice crack?
No.
Oh, wait, pause it.
Not bad. I'm kind of fucking this up. Where is it? Okay. Whoa. Okay. Wait. Why do I want to pause it? Why are you interrupting this shit?
I thought this was a news story. You said this was a news.
Why are you always obsessed with being right? Shut up, man.
Sociopath.
Teeing it up.
Of course.
Smart man. Very smart man.
even though that's a PlayStation 3.
Now, I don't...
Wait, that's a PlayStation 3, and the those three controllers plus a TV cost more than that. He's an idiot.
Hey, he's an idiot. I don't know what the kid did, so I don't want to jump to a conclusion. What did the kid
do? He didn't do his chores.
He did that for chores?
That's what he said.
I hate news websites. They just play videos without me asking. Yeah. So part of me is like furious because I'm that kid and I'd have been livid. But my parents they're too Ethiopian to break some shit that costs money. They would just store it. They're not that crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense because he said, you're going to pay me to get your crap. No, like you're the father. So you're still giving them money to give to you. So just make them do the chores.
Mm-hmm.
That made no sense at all. That made absolutely no sense.
So, man, I feel bad for the kid, though. He didn't even cry or nothing. What the hell is wrong with him? Is he a sociopath?
One of them was crying.
There's multiple?
It was two of them, yeah.
Oh, man.
One of them was crying.
I like how the dad just knew where the... I know you got to throw a controller. Where that shit at?
Because he don't even bought it. So, of course, he know. But it's just weird. Because to me, that's like sociopathic behavior. Because now they just think that the way that you resolve something is like just by breaking it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, that's... That's not how things work.
I would ever. I can't think of a reason for me to bring a bat into a kid's room and then use it. I can't think of one.
And the fact that he came in pointing a bat at them like, you ain't do your chores. He just like broke the TV. I was like, yo, what's... I was looking at him like, yo, dad, what's up? You good?
But you know when you do that stuff, they actually want it more. You know what I mean? Like if my mom didn't regularly take away my PS4, then I probably in my PS3 or my... GameCube, like I probably wouldn't have wanted to play as much, but first of all, I could only play on weekends growing up. Mm-hmm. So until I was like 15 and I stopped listening to that rule and I'll just sneak it in the basement. I had to play on the weekends. So when is the weekend? Sometimes if it was some really lit shit going on, I would play Halo or Gears of War at a friend's house. But otherwise, man, I'm doing the fucking two kilometer sprint home so I can get on the game. You know what I'm saying? And I had to share it with my brother, and we played single player games. Like, so I played SOCOM.
Worse.
So we were dead. Like, you're 2 minutes over. I'm getting 1 hour and 2 minutes. Get off. Why aren't you getting off? And we dead counted, bro. I was serious about my shit. I was a gamer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but it made me want to play games more. My mom just let me play as much as I wanted to. I probably wouldn't give a shit about games right now. Okay. So I'm gonna make my son a gamer, but a gamer.
But you don't have to break.
I would never break it. Come on, I'm a gamer. I can't break a console. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
No, I just hide it. Or in fact, you might catch me playing the shit. I might be playing your shit. You might see me playing your favorite game. And I'm going to do horrible just so you can sit there like, no, you're not supposed to do that. I'm going to purposely do horrible just to torture you. Mentally, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not financially. I'm not an idiot. But just mentally.
That would actually be crazy that you like came home from school. And Pops just kicked up on the couch in the living room, just playing it. Hey, dishes in the sink. Just went right back to playing. And while they're cleaning the dishes, he's like, oh, man, LeBron.
And like, make sure the volume's really high.
It's crazy loud.
Mm.
And he just put the headphones on.
Like, you say something.
You're like, I hear you scrubbing. Go back to playing.
You're treating your kids like adults.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Word, okay,
that's
man.
That's actually really the best way to do it, actually. That's actually what I'm going to do.
Yeah, because I want to play regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
So it might as well be your punishment.
That'd be crazy. And they'd be playing 2K and be like, oh, man.
How you shoot this?
The new Opal Trae Young just came out. Oh!
Hey. And then, like, you probably have a wife, right? You're not, like, a single dad. I don't know. What is your vision for it?
You want me to be a single dad?
I don't know what I want for
raising
you.
Raising two
that's
kids?
It's not what I want for you. What do you want
raising
for yourself?
Raising two kids? That's what you want?
So when your wife pulls up...
I just told you, I'm texting the love of my life. You want to sit here and just say...
Oh, my bad. Like, come on. Now, but get the wifey involved too. Like, you know what I mean? Just, hey, bring me my wallet. That's a VC Christ. And shit. Yeah, I'll troll my kids. They had to... Wow, they're going to hate me. The hell is wrong with this guy? Why is nobody else's dad like this? But they might also like that,
I'm pretty sure there are a bunch of dads like that.
I've never seen him, though. But it's also because I'm not talking to dads, usually.
And nobody's not recording him.
Oh, word. Yeah, word. That, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that happens a lot. Oh, man.
So you think about kids with the love of your life.
Jeez.
Is that where you're at?
What's up with you, bro?
You're at the kid part.
I know, we just brought up a very unique situation.
Oh, okay, unique situation. So you're not thinking about kids with her? Like, you don't want to ever have kids with her?
I'm not saying I never ever want to have kids.
Oh, you thought about it. Okay.
I've thought about kids before I met her. So what are we talking about?
But now you know it's with her that you want it.
All right. So like I said, bro, we're going on to the next topic because you're just trying to be funny. Okay. I see what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I was saying, I mean, for real though, if you should tell her immediately if you don't want kids, because that's kind of fucked up.
Like Ed on 90 Days. that is ridiculous, Brianology.
Yeah, word. Hey, have you guys watched 90 Day Fiance? It's probably definitely watch it with people. You might be miserable watching it alone, but if you watch it with people, it is the greatest entertainment. Unless you're weird. If you're also weird, you might also think that's normal. But if you're normal, then you're gonna be like, wow, they're so weird. This is very entertaining.
It's the level of simp on that video, I mean on that show, it's higher than mine. Like, it peaks my level of simp. Even I'll be looking at them like,
oh, Lou, you haven't showed people? Oh, you know what? Just keep that in the tuck. The jean short pants.
We're going to show them during the...
Yeah. So don't break that out just yet.
But when are you going to... When are we uploading? I'll talk about it off the camera. Anyway, yeah, that show got a level of peak of simp that I've never seen in my life.
It's so odd that those people exist, and then you just bump into them, but you wouldn't know they're weird because they know how to be normal.
And they look like normal people.
Yes. In fact, successful sometimes.
Yeah.
As if you can't be normal and successful. I don't know why I said that. Like, you're one or the other.
But yeah, bro. They are peak level simp.
Incredibly peak. In fact, I'd say tricking.
Or both.
Definitely. A high degree of both.
It's definitely both.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil nothing because it's so good. You just have to watch it. But you can't really watch it unless you have YouTube TV. Which unfortunately found out that it had ads. So that was the worst realization I've had all month, is that YouTube TV has ads or you'd be paying for the subscription. Imagine Netflix. If Netflix ever pulled up an ad, yeah, I love Netflix with a passion. But I'm sorry. I'm taking my money back. I'm pissed. Especially, ads is for free shit.
Especially because you're paying over 50. You're paying 50 to 60 bucks a month. Why am I paying that much and I'm still getting ads?
It's a very good point.
No sense. It makes no sense.
Very tougher sense. As the kids say. Kids say that shit.
So what you got planned for the rest of the week, bro? What you got planned?
Make more videos.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to inspire you to drop that new channel of yours.
I'll probably have it out before we start the next episode of the podcast.
Don't drop a video, though.
No, I'm not. Just have it on. I clearly said what I was going to do early in this podcast.
You need tips, I'm your guy. I feel like sometimes...
No, I'm not taking tips from you.
From starting a channel? I've done it 3 times in the last 3 months.
4. No, yeah, you had 3.
Yeah. Take some fucking tips from me, man.
And I've carried 2 of those 3.
Sure, buddy.
Can we be honest?
Sure.
Can we be honest?
So if you're going to do this, I'm about to violate too. So what kind of level of violation you want to go to today?
But you're not... This is the reason why. You're not gonna go there.
I will go there.
Because the thing that irritates me.
What you're about to say sounds like a violent. The way you started that.
No. The thing that irritates me is that I respect you so much as a friend. Okay, I'm really not gonna violate you to the level that I really could. Because I got a lot of things just tucked in my jean shorts. You know what I'm saying?
Jean short pants.
My jean short pants. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of things just tucked.
So, and I got a lot of things tucked in my boxers.
Okay, let's wrap this up. Wrap it up. Wrap this podcast up, bro. Don't ever talk to me about what you got tucked in your boxers. You did that as if
I didn't even mean it like that. No cap, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't even mean it like that, man.
You did it as if like you're not wearing shorts. You did it like...
These are boxers.
Ancient.
You think I'm wearing short shorts? Hey, if y'all new to the podcast, be sure. Hey,
those are not.
These are boxers. Do you understand up? These are boxers, man.
Agent, stop. Please stop.
Look.
Oh my God.
How did y'all know that? You walked in here and I was uploading videos in my boxers.
You were on the couch. I couldn't see.
Yeah, you could.
No, I could not. You were on the couch. I couldn't see. And then I went back downstairs to get the stand. I thought, and then you went to the bathroom.
You got a lot of excuses, bro, but you was really comfortable with just chilling here, even though you...
Yo, wrap this podcast up.
Hey, if y'all new to the channel...
Yeah, you're the weirdest... Yeah, you're a weirdo, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That's another level of weirdness.
I went into the washroom like, I should probably grab shorts before the pod. And I was like, I think we're gonna be just fine. You cut out, the lower half anyway.
agent, we are not on this level to where you think you should be able to freely walk around me with no pants on.
Hey, the boxers are pretty long, though. They're not like fucking briefs, bro. They're not. I'm not wearing briefs. You know what I mean? They're kind of like shorts, though. It's just loose boxers. It's like loose boxers.
Agent, stop talking to me about how loose your boxers are.
They're mad loose, so things don't, like, you know, like, they just feel, stop. I feel free.
Okay, can you please,
you know, that's why I fuck with the loose can boxers. You please wrap, you just feel free. It's like shorts, but I wear shorts over my shorts.
I'm making this a title of the podcast, too. Agent and his boxers.
Hey, if y'all new to the channel, subscribe, man. Make sure go.
You're so disgusting.
Come on, do it, look. Come on.
Noti gang.
Okay. Apple Podcast too, man. You know, make sure drop us a 5-star if you want to see me in shorts next podcast or pants or jean short pants. If you're listening on Google Play, Stitcher, or
what if we both were wearing jean short pants?
Spotify. I don't even know where to get those. I don't know how did you get those. For real?
I have more than one pair.
Would it fit me?
I don't know. I got a big caboose, so I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, well, Leeds, man.
I feel like that's. Please, like, I don't know who's recording, but let me just yell real quick. Hey, we'll catch you guys in the next podcast for sure, man. Make sure to show us some love. Thank you guys, you know, for helping grow and, you know, recommending and shit. Ox people and the Bluetooth people.
Last episode did pretty good, too. He's already at 17, 18K in like 2 days.
That's weird. Crazy. Phantom wasn't in it. I didn't think it was going to do good.
Yeah, and the Phantom episode did crazy. And we got somebody special for y'all soon, you know what I'm saying?
Actually, I wish you special people.
Oh, you ain't tell me the other person? That's crazy. I will give you that, but you're in your boxers right now. Yay, hey, hurry up and wrap up the podcast so I can leave.
I don't know why I was about to do that. What's wrong with me?
What's up with you?
My bad. It's probably the boxers. Hey, I'll catch you guys in the next one. I'll catch you guys in the next one.